Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Good evening. People, we have to sacrifice. We have to come together. Family, unity. And let's stop the violence. We got innocent people being killed. Innocent people being killed. In the middle of gunfire that they have nothing to do with. You know, we have to come to the city. Anger, lashing out. You have to think before you do. Sometimes we get angry and we don't think. That's our impulse. There has to be a point in life. Actions can involve other innocent people. If you look at the crime rate today, the numbers are higher. Come on, people. We're family. God put us here to work together and be as one. Not kill each other off. Nigga, he said something to me wrong. Nigga, you looked at me wrong. Come on, y'all. When is this gonna stop? We don't have enough mothers, enough leaders, enough people in the world to come together to promote stop the violence. It has to stop. It happened in our own home. It happened right next door. Everybody got to pick up a gun to show their manhood, got pride. It ain't about no manhood. It ain't about pride. That's not what it's about today. But what it is about is coming together as people. We don't have to pick up guns and poles and bags and, you know, killing each other and hurting each other. If we would do more picking up the Bible, reading the God's word, and fighting the evil with the word of God, it would be less killing. We have to input God in our life. Make him the head of our life. Because if we don't, our babies are being destroyed. Our babies are being killed for what? Innocent kids. Mother, you know, no matter how grown your kids are, you still love your kids. And you do anything in the world to protect them and keep a shield to make their safe, you know, even sitting down talking to your children, you know, giving them the word of God, giving them the advice. Sometimes, as mom, we can only do so much. You got a child out here that's hard headed, don't listen, you know. What I need mothers to do, stand in prayer. Stay in prayer. No matter how bad the situation may seem, or, you know, I just can't get through it. God can. Stay on your knees. Every day, every hour, every second, you continue to pray. It's a weapon against you, should pass in the name of God. I will start teaching on how to pray. Do you know how to pray? Do you know how to talk to God? Do you know how to ask God for what you need and what you want and how to cover your life and how to protect your children and how to protect your own and how to protect healing from the name of your, from the name of Jesus? Come on, God. You got to get with God. God, I will. We cannot keep taking situations in our own hands and say, you know what, I can handle it. This nigga did this. This nigga did that. Yeah, I said it. But you know what? If you would give your problems, your issues to God, sometimes it may seem like, oh, God ain't moving, there ain't no God. This is God. This will happen. See, if God is kind, it's not our kindness. And that's what we get. And we get up because we pray, oh, we want that right now. It don't happen on your clock. It's on your time. The season, the place, the time, for everything that God has in you. Learn how to pray. Let God move. Stop doing God's job. Not in position to do His job. One God, one man. We all need to come together. Stop fighting against each other. Come together. Unity. Pray as family. Pray either. Anoint your house in the name of Jesus. Clear all of the evil demons in your home and in your heart. Put your hands on it. Learn how to control yourself. You won't allow God to have control. You have to sit back and think about the things that you do before you go. Because for every action, there's a reaction for all consequences. So you got to have today, killing themselves because of they don't being bullied. And you have young kids today, hurt other kids, hurt other people for what we they don't have to do that. The mother, sister, grandmother, you have to know when you're out. There is a God. I know for a pain there is. People, let's come together. Sign a position. Get out in the street together. No matter where you live in the world. Just because you don't live in Texas, just because you don't live in Alabama, don't mean we can't come together. That's not what it means. If you can take time out to go to the club, you can take time out to turn up, you can take time out to stay with daddy and ride around and get your head in the air for you can take time out to go outside. It's just that simple. But you gotta want your community, your world to change to come together. No little eyes or big deal. We are God's people. We have all the same blood. I don't care what kind of skin. We all have the same blood running through our body. Red. The color doesn't change because of the color of your skin. It's all one color. Red. People that killing, getting out of hand. The robbing, getting out of hand. The homeless, the abuse is getting way not hot get out of here. And nothing's gonna get done if we don't come together and make it happen. We are the voice. We have to know and we can make a change. But we gotta want to change it. Or it wasn't my kid that got killed, oh well, whatever. And what my family over there, nothing is going to do. They study building all these prisons. If you sit back and notice, they're building prisons by multiple dozens. For all this money they're putting into these prisons, nobody is putting money into the community, no type of organizations to help build. Oh my God, speak to me, Jesus. No one is putting money into the nonprofit organization to help build programs to save our children. I said it's been a liquor store. Supplying blood with the sick. My baby. But no one is saying, let's help these organizations stop. Let's help these organizations stop. Stop the killing. If we come together with the program, and as business owners, if we will come together and support one another in business and come together and help the young men and women get an opportunity, give them a job. Even I don't care if they're 14 or 15. They can come in to the floor. Let's show them what independence is. Show them, look, no matter how old you are, you can make a You can make a dollar the correct way. Business owners, come on now. Okay, they got a pass. They got a pass and they have nothing to do. How can you say, oh, I'm for God, and you ain't doing nothing for his children? And you ain't trying. It's all about taking care of you and your family. It ain't about just you and your family. It's about God's children that we're not all together coming to save. Come on. Are you serious? All business owners need to come together. Really come together. Help these kids. I don't care. Let them come in after school to support them. Show them. Come on, y'all. It got to stop. You know, this is the truth. Our house. And it has to be an end to the shit. There is beauty in you. Like many women, you probably enjoy looking nice when you go out for a special occasion. You want your hairstyle, that fashion, your face clothes that fit well, and a little makeup to indulge your eyes and your cheeks. God likes it when you feel good about your appearance, but he cares more about your inner you. He wants and clarify what's good about you. So occasionally, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, join with him and process the beauty that's inside of you. That ain't about what's outside. It's about what's inside. So you so worried about how you look on the outside, you ain't even got your inside right. Your soul, your spirit ain't right. You be worried about the wrong thing. Give the roots down, just telling them, get your hair done, get your nails done, and your kids will be home right now. The government is giving out this, giving their thing free. Get up and make a change. Because you can change how you look on the inside, on the outside, change how you look in the inside. You have to prove that just about. It's the only person you can have. You owe something to that man. You look good for your baby dad and the power trainer. You ain't look good for your own kids on the inside to show them to sit down with them every day, to show them to stop the violence, to show them what's right. After you walk around here looking like a billion-dollar woman, kids look like a raggedy tag kid. But at the end of the day, you're not sitting down with your children reading the word of God, showing the children how to walk and talk and hold their head up as young men and women. Who's letting them go? Figure it out. No, they can't figure it out. You are their teacher. You are their leader. Stop putting everything first. Put God first and then work on your children in your own household. Come on, God. If don't nothing else make sense, save your kids. For your kids be another victim. The one is for the next child, it may be your own kids be a victim. Couldn't allow kids to run straight. Bring kids back to kingdom, purpose, and friendship. To know how to work together, talk together, love each other. I tell you, us worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself so that when it is gone, you will be welcome. It's the eternal dwelling. Luke 16, chapter 9. Jesus described a good way to use the things of the world. God has given us wealth so that we can serve God's kingdom by sharing with others. So we may not have more than a pot of the soup and some bread to offer. Things can be the start of kingdom, of a kingdom for God, perfect friendship. What do you have that God can use this way? You ask yourself. We're going to do this. And someday, I need to ask you. name of Jesus. Amen.